Invigoration by Shadaras, narrated by Rhea314. For Revolutionary Joe in ITPE 2022. Fandom, the Yin Yang Master, Dream of Eternity. Pairing, Boya, Qingming. It is a surprise to wake up. Boya breathes. He feels like he's been compressed, stretched, and kneaded into a new shape thrice over. He remembers flashes of what must have occurred, fragments that would be dreams if they did not match so cleanly to his last true memories. His soul, bound to Qingming's. The vast wings of the Zhuche sprouting from his back. How small he felt in the face of the vast serpent. They won. He knows because he is alive. There is a warmth shivering over him. It tastes familiar, and Boya forces his eyes open. A thin haze of magic shrouds him, pearlescent. As Boya begins to move, it cracks, shattering around him like an eggshell. He is certainly chick weak, Boya thinks. But then his eyes light upon the ruined world around him. The wreckage splits cleanly around him, a sure sign that the protective magic had been intended for him alone. At the teardrop tip of the cleared area stands Qingming. His white robes are soaked with blood, but his spine is straight and he appears unharmed, until he turns, and Boya sees the frost-pale cast to his skin. Qingming. Boya says, though it comes out as a groan. His throat is dry and his lips crack as they move. But it is enough. Qingming's eyes fix upon him. Qingming walks over, fawn-like in the unsteady grace of his steps, and kneels at Boya's side. Good, he says. Fingers feather light on Boya's wrist. You are well. Boya laughs. The sound breaks free of his throat, cleaner than he expects, ringing against the stones and burnt wood which surround them. Well, maybe stretching it. You speak and laugh. Qingming's palm moves to his face. Boya wishes he could coordinate himself well enough to hold it there, and his gaze fixes on Boya's. Your soul shines clearly in your eyes, Boya, and energy may be recovered. And you? Boya can see new resolve in Qingming's face, a combination of sorrow and steel. Whatever he had accomplished during the clash had allowed him to surpass himself. Qingming's thumb strokes over the curve of Boya's cheekbone. I learned what it means to desire to protect someone more than I wished to protect myself. His words hum in Boya's bones. They hold none of the pride and grief which characterized Qingming's explanation of his past mistakes, or the weight upon his shoulders. There is only the calm and simple truth. Boya knows, too, that the array which had guarded him had been Qingming's doing, and thus, I am honored, he whispers, and hopes the words convey the sun-bright beating of his heart. Come, Qingming says, as he slips his hand behind Boya's head. Let's clean ourselves up. They rise together, the trembling of Qingming's exhaustion counterbalanced by the heavy weight of life returning to Boya's limbs. Their arms wrap tightly around each other, forming them into a four-legged man as they stagger through the shattered remains of the city. It takes time to move through the city. They do not talk, saving their energy for movement and quiet observation of how people slowly begin to believe that it is over and they are safe. The sun breaking through the clouds helps, Boya thinks. For now, there is no shadow cast across the city's broken walls. They find the palace still standing. It feels incongruous to see it relatively untouched. It is damaged, yes. Tiles scraped from rooftops, the gates cracked, its shining image tarnished. But the fundamental structure still stands. Boya can understand that. It was their home for so long, and some sentiment remains. People have already scurried out from where they hid, officials ordering guardsmen and servants to clean away all signs of what had occurred. Boya grabs a maid's arm, and her eyes widen in recognition of their uniforms, shredded and muddy as they might be. Qingming asks her for a bath. "It does not need to be warm," he tells her, amusement threaded through his voice, and they both follow her to a guest room. It is small, but it is clean, and there is a tub which is quickly filled with water. Qingming sticks a talisman on it, channels a spark of qi through it, and the water begins to steam. "Leave us," Boya says to the lingering maidservant, who seems more than happy to do so. They strip, nudity irrelevant in the face of the intimacy they have already shared. What is the sight of skin when compared to the opening of a soul? Boya feels the flutter of wings in his lungs, as if in answer, as he slips into the water. Most of the dirt on him had stayed with his clothes. It is only blood which stains the water, and Boya reaches within himself for an old charm, one he learned as a youth in the temple, to cleanse it away. His core aches, but the qi flows from his palms, with silver light nonetheless. "A useful trick," Qingming murmurs, joining him. The tub is not meant to hold two adult men at once. Their knees knock together, their bodies press tight, and there is no escaping the added heat in the room. "Can you do it again?" There is a dark stain on Qingming's chest. Boya reaches out, no qi lingering in his fingers, and rubs at it with his muscles alone. The texture is dried blood. It flakes off easily, and there is no wound behind it, yet Qingming gasps sharply at his touch. Boya meets his eyes, sees the flush on Qingming's cheeks, and smiles. He is encompassed by Qingming's uncertain arms, and their legs interlace. A week ago, Boya would have stammered refutations that this would be a position he might enjoy. Yet right now he feels at peace. He offered himself to the Juche, and the Juche offered them to Qingming. It doesn't matter that Boya has not instigated that bond. It would not have happened without his consent. "Qingming," Boya says softly. He reaches out to wipe ash from the other man's cheek, lets his touch linger, sliding over to trace his ear, trail down his neck. "Do you know why I disapproved of you drinking with your spirit servants?" Qingming licks his lips. His breath comes fast beneath Boya's hands, and his pulse thrums with energy. "Why?" "Because I wished to be sitting there with you instead." Boya leans in, allowing the last lingering wingbeat of the Juche's presence to urge him to forwardness he rarely allows, and kisses Qingming on those beautiful lips. The sigh of Qingming's breath is even gentler than his hands coming to rest on Boya's shoulders. This mingling of their qi is different than when he became a vessel for the Juche. Boya prefers this. Here and now, he is in control, and he can and will remember everything. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And happy ITPE, Revolutionary Joe. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.